Voy a ponerme la vacuna Prevnar 20 porque estoy en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica,
la cual pudiera llevarme al hospital. Así que preguntaré sobre Prevnar 20.
65 años o más, puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20. Vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente. Una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20.
Voy a ponerme la vacuna Prevnar 20 porque estoy en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica,
la cual pudiera llevarme al hospital. Así que preguntaré sobre Prevnar 20.
65 años o más, puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20. Vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente. Una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20.
Conan.
Yep.
I have something I want to say.
What up?
If you're a regular listener to K100, you've heard us talk about our friends at Legacy Sports Nutrition. Now, Nick Aldis may be on probation indefinitely, but he knows what he's doing when it comes to supplements and you. Our faithful K100 fans have been proving it time and time again. In fact, Nick and his wife, Mickey James, were at WrestleCon in LA over WrestleMania weekend, and they met several K100 listeners who are now loyal LegacySubs.com customers as well, including this shout out here to Jay Baca, who was finally able to meet Nick in person and tell him that since he started using Legacy products about 1 year ago, he's lost over 50 pounds and over 10 inches from his waist. Jay was so excited to share his progress that he even bought his Legacy products with him to show Nick, and you can see those pictures at the LegacySubs.com Instagram page. Jay is currently using Absolute Men's Wellness Formula, MCT Oil Caps, and Ultimate Test Stack. We want to take a moment to give a shout-out to Jay, and huge congrats on your awesome progress, and shout-out to Nick Aldis and Legacy Sports Nutrition for these amazing results. If you want to transform your body just like Jay, go to LegacySubs.com now and always use the code K100, that's K100. It's the most used code on the site ever. That's a testimony to our listeners. For 10% off your entire order and show your love and support for the show, level up with LegacySupps.com. Legacy Subs.
Yo, go check it out. They got pre-workout stuff. They got stuff to help you improve your memory. They got stuff for recuperation after workouts. What do you use, Joe?
Much like Jay, I also use the Ultimate Test Stack. I've been using that for a few months, and it's really helped when I do the fight camp workouts with energy and recovery, and also, of course, the recovery PM, as we all know, helps you sleep a lot better and you wake up very refreshed. So been recommending this for a long time, and I still do. I mean, it's very, very helpful stuff. It'll make you feel better.
We all use it. It's very effective. There's a reason why they've stayed with us. Our listeners have been buying it, and Jay Baca's proof of its effectiveness. So get healthy, stay healthy with Legacy Subs. Boom.
I think you could make a case that of all the podcasts out there, and if you look at all the fan bases of all the podcasts, that our fan base might be the most physically fit of all the podcasts. Because if Nick is selling it, like, we're the number one sellers of his products, you would think they're... I mean, you see what wrestling fans look like generally, right, Conan? I mean, that's right. Kind of like, yeah. So we're improving the lives of our listeners one day at a time.
And
what do you think about that?
Yeah.
Yeah, they do.
So the first K100 ever was released on July 7th, 2016. So it'll be the 7-year anniversary in a month, basically. Month, 6 weeks, whatever.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. You guys ready for me? I got a good article here for I just want to discuss what we go through. It's not the article's not that long, too, so I can read parts of it. We can stop and discuss, and then read parts of it and stop and discuss.
Sure.
All right. So introduce Talks.
Yo, we're back with another episode of K100 Talks Disco. What's the subject at hand? Boom.
All right. So it's funny. So Ron DeSantis is you know, he just recently announced, but even before he announced, everybody kind of assumed he's going to be running for president. But bro, he's getting attacked from the Trump supporters and the left. Like, he's just getting it from everybody. He's like, you know, he's standing strong in his beliefs. He's definitely one of the only guys that's really fighting against the the woke shit.
The woke.
Right. And he's
and he says it,
taking him to court, and like, you know, so he's kind of a fighter of all the shit that people complain about online and just like to complain about but never really do anything. He's actually trying to do stuff. So you gotta credit him for that. He's sticking to his principles. But so the NAACP recently issued this to me is just, you know, issued a travel advisory to Florida. The NAACP says Florida is actively hostile to minorities and issues travel warning. The National Association for the Advancement of Colored People has issued a travel advisory for the state. Isn't that interesting that the NAACP, and like, even though we don't call black, we don't say colored anymore.
Yeah.
And they still kind of have that in their acronym. You know,
right.
I don't know. It's whatever.
It's interesting. I'm looking at this now.
It is interesting. If you think about it, I just noticed that when reading this, I'm like, wow, they're referring
National to National Advancement for Colored People, something people. Like that.
Yeah, National Association for Advancement of Colored People.
Yeah.
So the issue travel advisory for the state of Florida calling the state actively hostile to minorities as Florida's conservative government limits diversity efforts in schools. In a Saturday press release, a civil rights organization, better known as the NAACP, said the travel warning comes as Florida's Governor Ron DeSantis, quote, attempts to erase black history and to restrict diversity, equity, and inclusion programs in Florida schools, unquote. Before traveling to Florida, please understand the state of Florida devalues and marginalizes the contributions of and the challenges faced by African Americans and other communities of color. All right.
Let me tell you,
hold on.
Let me say something real quick to you. This relates to it. I'm sorry to interrupt, but I was looking at it. So the demographics in Florida are as follows, and I'll tell you why this is weird, right? It says white 74.7%, black 16%, Asian 2.8%, Native American and Alaskan 0.3%, Pacific Islander 0.1%, 3.3% other races, and 2.9% from two or more races. Now, why does that sound weird to you? What's missing?
Latinos.
Of course.
Oh, but yeah, because they include – yeah, because they're including
they include Latinos as white.
Yeah, yes. I never knew that before. So actually what it is 53.3%, it says non-Hispanic white. So that means 21.4% is Hispanic. But since when – I didn't know we did that. Since when did we do that? You know, that kind of paints a picture that it's a white-dominated state, but it's not. You know,
right.
Well, that's what bro, this is all like psychological operations trying to, you know, formulate your thinking into thinking certain things like white people are just vastly outnumbering us. But since when are Latinos white people? I mean, like considered maybe that, you know, but then what are we going to do now? Now we're going to sit there. Okay. We're going to just look at people's skin colored and whatever your skin color is. You know, you can be light skinned. I don't know. It's a really weird way to look at this. But if you paint it with like a big crayon, it's probably kind of simple to understand, right? So under DeSantis, Florida's Department of Education restricted classroom material covering race, gender, sexuality, and other identities. The state's education department has also prohibited mathematics books and other materials for a range of reasons, including alleged inclusion of critical race theory. Now, here's the funny thing about all this. Okay, is that you'll say that. And then you'll hear like, you know, they're banning books, right? And like, and they just throw these terms out there. And this is like when I argue points, okay? I always try to say like, well, explain in detail what you mean here when like you say restricting classroom material covering race, gender, sexuality, and other identities, right? Bro, they're restricting it by for whether you to what age group we're teaching this to,
right?
Like the whole thing. Remember the don't say gay stuff, the don't say gay bill, right? Bro, do you know
don't
what the
say
whole
yes or
don't say gay?
Don't say
like
gay.
They said, well, they're literally discriminating against. Bro, you know what that was for?
What?
There was certain books. Now, when we grew up, when we went to school, like some of these books that you see, like there's no way you know, gender queer and trans, but like we didn't read that. We just learned the basics. And about eighth grade, we were taught when you're about 13 years old,
yeah,
okay,
you get health class and shit,
or we call sexual education. Mm-hmm. They teach you the birds and the bees, because at that age you need to learn, okay, how can you get people pregnant and stuff, everything, and what, you know, you like safe sex, kind of like or just what, you know, what is sex, right? Bro, they wanted to teach, like, literally there were books, and DeSantis wanted these books not to be taught or shown to 5 through 8 year olds.
Yeah,
that's
seems
it
reasonable.
I mean, is Conan, do you think that's reasonable? That they wouldn't take the books off the shelf, or they would just take, okay, we're not going to teach you. Like, you got to be a certain age before you see sexual oriented material. But the
yeah,
way
I don't
they
have a problem with that.
That nobody does. But the way the media paints these arguments is trying to make it sound like, you know, like black people are in danger going to Florida because they're not teaching critical race. It's like, well, that doesn't make you in danger.
I'd like to hear from actual black residents of the state and how they feel.
Exactly.
You know, I don't want to hear
this is all in media, all social media. Yeah. It's not like on the ground what's happening in real life. Mm-hmm. Because here's the thing. Just let me finish this one thought. That you go, because I work in an incredibly diverse work atmosphere. Mm-hmm. Okay, there is never like everybody gets along. There's never discussions of race and stuff for thing. And then you look at some of these things like the CRT, like the critical race theory stuff and diversity, equity, inclusion. The way they teach these things, they literally take your relationships that you have in your workplace, and they're teaching you that you shouldn't be as comfortable with them as you are.
Yeah.
Like you should be watching. And like, bro, like that's the stuff that like DeSantis and the right are fighting against. You're literally trying to make us more divisive under the guise of being inclusive. Bro, everybody's getting along. Like, I don't know, like Conan, do you have
yeah, but their base,
around?
But their base, their base, all these people in Wyoming and Iowa and places where there's not a lot of minorities, they eat that shit up. You know what I'm saying? Right. You're in a multiracial community, which is Las Vegas. I'm in a multiracial community. So is Joe.
Yeah, my neighbor.
But there's a lot of places where there's just a lot of white folk. You know what I'm saying? And they believe what they're told. Now, let me tell you what I think about the NAACP and this thing, because one of the president, I don't even know the guy's name, was basically saying that they don't want a Republican in office. They said first it was Trump and now it might be DeSantis. They just don't want a Republican in office. And that's really what I think it's about.
Right.
Because NAACP, they say that, you know, Florida is aggressively attempting to erase black history. Right.
Derek Johnson.
That's completely not true. You have to teach slavery. You have to it's all in the curriculum, but they're trying to pretend that it's not in the curriculum. They try to make it sound like we're trying to erase black history. It's like, no. We're teaching the basics of black history that we have known. What they want to be taught, okay, is that systemic racism, okay, which is up for argument, okay, like that thing's still not settled. You can talk about, like, you can say
argument.
Well, I'm just thinking, well, that would point that then when we say, okay, where exactly is this systemic racism and what laws are systemically racist? Not a lot of people can.
Well, like, let me see. Know, when you couldn't. But when you, and this is facts, and I don't have time to bring it up for you, but if you want to, I will. When you couldn't get a loan because you were black or Hispanic and you weren't white, when you couldn't live in certain areas, there's a whole bunch of things.
But those weren't laws.
Sit on the back of the bus. They had colored water fountains. There were hotels that we read
that
athletes
That's smart. They're teaching that. That is being taught. All that's right. Discrimination is being taught in the schools. But my thing is that, like, what they want to teach is like, if you're black, you got more chance of getting shot by a cop, like stuff like that. And I'm like, you know, like come on, it's like, you know.
Are you struggling to lose weight and keep it off? Tired of wasting time and money on starvation diets that lead to more frustration and stress? If there was a weight loss solution that could actually work for you, would you try it? Then head to Golo.com.
I'm Steve. I lost 138 pounds in 9 months on Golo.
I'm Amber. I've lost 128 pounds with Golo taking release.
If you're ready to take back control of your life, head to Golo.com now and see how Golo can work for you. That's Golo.com.
My sleep is way better. My inflammation has gone way down. Golo saved my life. I was way overweight. That's what sent me down the path. I wanted to make sure and live for my kid.
I have literally tried everything. I was on the verge of getting gastric bypass surgery, and I saw the Golo commercial, and it was the last thing I tried because it worked.
Join over 2 million people who have found a better way to lose weight with Golo. Your healthier and happier life begins at golo.com. That's golo.com. Again, golo.com.
Conan, guess what?
What up?
You know, spring has sprung and our friends at Manscaped have the best tools for some spring cleaning. And they've already helped you tidy up all the nooks and crannies of your body's basement. But this year, Manscaped can help you get the perfect presentation on that beautiful face with the new Beard Hedger Pro Kit. Now, there's a lot of neckbeards in professional wrestling. All right, so make sure you look your best this spring by using the code K100 to get 20% off plus free shipping at manscaped.com. So for all you neckbeards out there, I know there's some, you know, there are a lot of you, but the ones that have the well-trimmed beard, it's time to tame your mane with the Beard Hedger Pro Kit. The sun is peeking back out, which means you'll have to show your face in the daylight again. That's right, you got to get out of the house. So use the kit to make sure your scruff looks award-winning, whether you've got glorious beard flow or some smooth, sleek cheeks. So the kit starts off at the Beard Hedger. It's a waterproof cordless trimmer with a rotary wheel that gives you 20 hair-cutting lengths. That's 20 lengths. That's a lot, all with one guard. So no more messy drawers full of add-ons. Like, you know how you have all these guards and you have to keep them in your drawer and they're lying all over the place? You know, it's funny, too, because my cats steal the guards.
Right.
And go and play with them. Like, I'll come home and I got the guards of my my beard trimmer, Beard Hedger, are on the steps, are on my trimmers, right? Yeah. Okay, so no more of that with the Beard Hedger. It comes a titanium-coated T-blades that are tough on hair but smooth on your face, leading to single-stroke efficiency that brings satisfaction one stroke at a time. It's a high-tech piece of art, a travel-sized package with a long-lasting battery, universal charging, and a strong motor, right? So you don't have to worry about charging all the time. And next to kit is the liquid goods that make you feel good. Start with the beard shampoo and conditioner. You gotta have that. You can't treat your beard like you treat your pubes. That's why the kit is a special shampoo and conditioner, specially designed to moisturize, reduce ingrown hairs, that's very key, and replenish your beard's natural oils and promote beard health. It also has this the Manscaped Beard Oil. And the nutrient-infused oil relieves dryness both on the beard and the skin beneath while adding a little shimmer and shine to liven up the look. And then it has the Beard Balm. And it's a pomade that shapes, styles, and moisturizes, bringing the amazing scent of fresh eucalyptus, rosemary, and lavender essential oil. So it's kind of like a, you know, like a gel for your beard. It's awesome. So not to mention the Beard Hedger Pro Beard Kit also comes with three free gifts. A beard brush, comb, and scissors to ensure your beard is ready to impress. So if you have a beard, or if you want to grow a beard, you got to use this. It's the Beard Hedger. And you can save 20% off for free shipping with the code K100 at manscaped.com. That's 20% off for free shipping with the code K100 at manscaped.com. That's M-A-N-S-C-A-P-E-D.com. Focus on the face and use the Beard Hedger Pro Kit for the cleanest look in the game. And if you want to start a beard, you have to get this product.
This is incredible. If you haven't purchased this yet, you'll be happy you did when you do. So get all your grooming needs at manscaped.com. Boom.
It's a hell of a deal. You know what you should do on one of these talks? I want to show you some of the actual videos that they play for companies to show microaggressions in the workplace and stuff.
Oh, God, yeah.
And it's, bro, it's just, honestly, Conan, you're looking at this and like watching these things like it's a rib. Like people do not act like this in real life.
For instance, you're a white guy, you're in the break room, a black coworker walks in and you say, "Hey, did you see the basketball game last night?" Microaggression.
Right. Yeah. Well, why would you think I like basketball? Like, stuff
right.
Like,
hey,
stuff
you
like,
want to go eat? Right. You're with a black guy. You want to go eat at Popeyes? Oh,
yeah.
That's racist.
Yeah. Hey, yeah. Do you want to go get? Yeah. Conan, do you want to go to the Mexican restaurant? Why would I want to go to the Mexican? You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Right. Yeah, like right. Things like that. Like, you have to. They're teaching people.
And bro,
like,
you know what's the worst thing, Glenn? Now they have this thing called the disability critical race theory, Latino
right.
critical. I mean, where does
yeah,
it
right.
end, bro? It's
They
and,
want
but,
everyone
but let me
divided,
tell you,
you know?
But let me tell you one. Here's something that I kind of came to the realization today while we were talking about this. Here's a huge problem. A lot of people that are our age, and we don't understand the whole trans thing, you know? But it's not going away. It is a thing, and it is a thing among the young people. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And so it's going to be here to stay. You know, you just can't try to erase it or put your finger.
Right.
Now, what you can do is if your kid's in a school and they're doing things you don't like, take them out of that school and put them in a private school or put them in another school. Right. And if you don't have the money, then homeschool them if you don't like what they're doing at school. But you do have an alternative.
Right.
Go ahead.
Well, places like Florida, and this is where Ron DeSantis is fighting. It's like, okay, he's saying, you know, not a lot of places are doing this, and this is the fight in blue states, right? Blue states want to give like a lot of money to public schools, and then like you find it out, like, okay, what are they teaching the public schools? Say, well, we kind of, you know, like, I don't want my kid being taught that stuff. It's like, you know, we should give more of the funding, like take some of the funding of the new, you know, towards charter schools and stuff. They're saying, no, we want to give all the funding to the public, you know, the public school system. Take your kids and be taught in our system. And like, we want the people that are like, look at that, go, well, we want choice. DeSantis is like, okay, we'll give choice of schools. And like, you know, bro, it's kind of weird. Like, like you said, the trans thing, okay, is the way they're arguing these points, instead of being like, oh, okay, let's talk about this and discuss this, it's like they're coming in dressed like stormtroopers and like, okay, this is the way it is. And you got like a sword in your hand. It's like, you know.
No, but let me tell you what was very revealing to me. Remember when Santis was going to stop Disney because they had gay nights or whatever?
Right.
So they had a lot of people protesting. And when almost all of them were like teenagers. They weren't mm-hmm. adults. It was like mostly teenagers. Like, this is a really a generational thing. Like, I remember years, let me just say this, years and years ago, and you're old enough to remember this, and we've talked about this before, you never saw a black guy with a white girl. Never. You never mm-hmm. saw a Latino with a black person. That was just no.
Your parents would tell you, you don't ever, you need to date a white girl. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of like the way you were taught. Well, the education's changing.
Right.
Right. Just keep going.
And gays were made fun of, ostracized, beat up. You know, can't do that anymore. You know what I'm saying? Right. And it's the same. We used to smoke on everywhere in public. Right. Same thing with trans. Offices. There's going to be a lot of people that don't understand it. Like our age group. And, but little by little, as our age group starts dying off and they start coming up, trans is going to be a thing. There's nothing you can do about it now.
Well, you know, the one thing that's been
the problem. And
is, go ahead. People have clearly come out against Bud Light and then Target for kind of, they say, catering towards that and all that. Target was selling trans bathing suits where it's for a female, but you got a tuck pocket in case you haven't had the surgery, you know, and people were very unhappy about that.
Here's the issue.
And their stock prices go way down because of stuff.
And this is the position of people like me. And I think it's to me, this is not a far right or whatever, right? This is very strange to me, okay, that, you know, in our country, all right, the age of consent is like 17, 18 years old. I think it's 18, but maybe some states I think might be 17, right? So that's like the age where you can start having sex, okay? And that's like in the law, right?
Right.
But, you know, at 13 years old, you know, sex education, like when we were growing up, about eighth grade, we learned sex education. We kind of learned about this. And like, you know, you're not going to prevent it from happening because like, obviously two 16-year-old kids are having sex with each other and stuff, and, you know, maybe even some younger than that. But when you're getting into like 5, 6, 7, and 8-year-olds, all right, and you're trying to teach them that they can be a different gender and you're teaching them LGBTQ stuff, everything. Bro, many years before these kids even are going to have sexual urges, like they're not even getting erections yet. They're not getting sexually stimulated. It's like, why are we going that young to try to teach this stuff? And I think, and that's the issue. It's like there's people like me saying, wait a second, that's way too young.
Yeah, just that's let kids be kids.
Right. That's way too. They don't need to be like, which is why Disney, their content is like 5, 6, 7, and 8-year-olds. You're showing, you know, male characters kissing each other and stuff for things. It's like, what? Why is that necessary for content for kids that young? Their brains are not developed yet. They don't understand things. Like, you know, they're still innocent. They're still innocent. And it's like, this is where the red line has been drawn, bro. Funny thing is, like, I was with Mark Madden the other day. You know, he was here in Vegas. He says, I go, we don't really talk politics that much, hardly ever do. And Madden said, he goes, I don't care who I'm voting for. I'm just voting for the Republican.
I go, why? He goes, because the kid stuff is just, this is just too, it's too much. You know, yeah. Madden's mom was real in the education in Pittsburgh. She was a big shot in the education stuff. They actually have a grant in her name that they give out to people, Peggy Madden, right? And everything. And he, you know, there's a lot of people, like I said, our age that are looking at this going like, how on earth are you people getting that low in the age where you're trying to teach this stuff?
Yeah,
it's like this. It's inappropriate.
You know, people are afraid to talk about it and make a stand too. So that's your silent majority right now.
Right, right.
Yeah,
and pedophilia and molestation stuff, bro. It's like that. That's taboo stuff for television to even talk about because it doesn't get good numbers. Like people when you start talking about stuff like that, people get repulsed and turn it off.
Yeah.
So it's like this stuff isn't really even discussed. And it's like that you go, so it's just like happening and it's kind of like normalized because it's the people that are fighting against it and trying to bring it up. It's like, you kind of shout it down, go like, what? Oh, don't say gay. What, why do you care? What we, it's like, because it's, you know, I was a kid. Like, I didn't want to be learned about, I wanted to play sports and stuff.
Yeah.
You know, and build things and draw and write and learn and stuff. And when I was that age, not learning about, you know, trans identities. it's fascinating to see. But it's going to be interesting when these debates start happening in politics and get these candidates out there, because these are hot button topics and they're finally going to be debated on a stage, and we're going to get like presidential candidates having to talk about this. So we'll see what happens. So, but I thought this was interesting. I just think it's absurd that the NAACP actually thinks that they're, you know, it's almost insulting to black people. Like that you would tell them, hey, watch out for Florida. You might get harmed. Like if you go to Florida, you're physically harmed. Come on. That's like,
I don't think
that's
they said physically harmed. They said travel advisory, but.
Well, no, here's the word. They're implying, they're calling the state actively hostile. So when you hear about hostility, what do you think?
Yeah, but physicality, right.
But
it isn't physicality. Yeah.
Exactly.
But like I said, the president of the NAACP had said that, you know, we got Trump out and we don't want another Republican in there. So this is totally a political thing. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
And, but I'm with you, bro. I mean, there should be a certain age group where you start talking about trans or sexual education,
right.
three to eight, or whatever it is.
10th grade, man. Something like that.
And these parents now, because they're into the brothers, like 20% of people identify as LGBTQ now. Hmm. So you have parents, like one out of five parents have like no problem teaching their young kids this stuff, which is troublesome. If you think of, you know, that same brother, it's a generational war that's going on right now. The way we were brought up with the way this new generation wants to bring kids up and everything. And we're looking at these kids and say, you know, bro, you're bringing up kids a certain way and your generation has way higher mental health issues than ours does.
Mm-hmm,
you know, so by far, which is, so you're not, we're trying to say you're not doing
100%
it right.
A generational thing,
right?
But I do not see this subsiding anytime soon, and I see it growing, and I think in 10 years you'll see a lot more people that are trans, you know?
Right. Yeah,
but so, yeah, interesting conversation.
Yeah,
yeah. Anybody want to chime in, any comments, opinions, especially if you're a trans person, what we just said, please send a question to K100 questions@gmail.com. Boom.